the Idiot Files.
Yeah.
Silly stories about stupid people from around the world. And we begin today in Florida. Where else? This is weird. 59-year-old Andrew Lippi lives in the Florida Keys. He's rich. Last month, he bought his own private island for $8 million.
Oh, my God.
12-bedroom mansion that was actually used on the Real World MTV in 2006.
Sure.
So that was just last month. Puts down $8 million, gets his own private island. He was arrested shoplifting from Kmart last week.
What? I don't even understand what you just said.
Apparently, he spent every last dime on the mansion and the island. Apparently, he stole two new coffee makers, a bunch of light bulbs, a bed, skirt, and sheets, pillowcases, a basketball, a Keurig coffee maker, $700. This is the thing, the entitlement of the filthy rich.
Sure.
I've spent $8 million on an island. I can't be bothered with $10, $12,
sure.
$100. You deal with that.
Wow.
Move right on in the Idiot Files to Washington County, Oregon, where deputies responded to a 911 call for a burglary in progress.
Ooh.
An Oregon woman, apparently someone was in her bathroom. She could see the shadow under the door and
moving,
banging
okay.
into the door over and over again. Boom, boom, boom. Police come in, guns drawn. It was her Roomba. You know, the Roomba is this little robotic electric vacuum cleaner that keeps rolling around.
Stuck
apparently
in the bathroom.
She forgot that it was left going.
Sorry, you know. Sorry.
And finally in the Idiot Files, we have to go back to Florida. Maybe it's all the superhero movies. But Thomas Devaney Lane, or at least that's what police found out his name was after he was arrested for harassing multiple local businesses and restaurants, coming in screaming and yelling, calling himself the Saint, and threatening to unleash his army of turtles to destroy the town.
I'm scared.
Mm-hmm. Police showed up. He told police, "You better leave now or you will all be sorry that you messed with the Saint."
And his turtles.
His army of turtles he is threatened to unleash on the town. And as he was dragged away, police was last heard saying, "You will all find out what happens."
Oh, come on, the Saint, unleash it.
I am. I'm ready.
Kind of curious.
That's the Idiot Files.
Mm-hmm.
Try not to end up in them. Well, one of life's great questions has come up. Yeah, this has been a fun little argument on the internet. Is potato salad salad?
I can't believe this is an actual discussion,
well,
and
you
it
know,
is.
I think that this is a legitimate discussion to be had.
Oh,
right
yeah?
Right here. Potato salad, is it in fact a salad? 250,000 people voted online.
Oh, my God.
38% say yes, it does. 62% of people say no, potatoes and pasta do not count as salad. However, the 38% say salad's in the name. So
yeah.
It's a salad, right?
By definition,
technically,
right?
You know, when people say this, French fries are a vegetable.
Well,
there's no way around that a potato is a vegetable.
But
there's no arguing that.
A starch a vegetable?
Potato is a vegetable, yes.
Is
corn
really
a vegetable? Corn is starchy. Corn is a vegetable, is it not?
Yeah, I guess it is.
But I like the argument that it's a salad because it says it is. And for people who eat salad, it's a great thing, too, because there's salads and there's salads.
Sure,
remember that horrible woman on the flight who was complaining about the overweight people and kept saying, I eat salad.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I eat salad.
Yeah.
Well, it depends what kind of salad you're eating.
Yeah, if you're eating potato salad or macaroni salad.
Right of that, a Caesar salad is not real super healthy and low calorie either.
Hold on.
Caesar dressing is heavy on eggs and oil and.
But it's a Caesar. It's lettuce and crunchy veggies.
There is lettuce, but then don't forget the croutons and a whole lot of Parmesan cheese on there too.
Man, that sounds good.
The worst one of all time.
And some chicken.
Have you ever had a Cobb salad?
Is that the monstrous one that comes,
yes,
like in sections?
Yeah, when I was 17, I started working at TGI Fridays. And I'd work the lunch rush, and we had a Cobb salad.
Yeah.
And it was monster, okay? And what it is you've got a bed of lettuce. But then there's rows of colored stuff across the top that covers the entire plate.
Yeah, it's very organized.
And the Cobb salad plate that we used to serve, it was bigger just in pure mass of food than almost anything else that there was.
Oh, my God.
Because it covers the whole plate. Now, do you want to know what goes on top of the bed of greens on a Cobb salad, on your traditional Cobb salad?
Oh, my God. This is going to be a lot, isn't it?
Okay. It starts off with hard-boiled egg.
Okay.
A whole row of it. cheddar cheese, a row of it.
Okay.
Blue cheese crumbles,
gross,
a whole row of it. Avocado, chicken, and bacon bits.
Okay.
Now, so when I'm talking a bacon bits, I'm talking an half inch wide across the whole plate row of it.
Oh,
so now
God,
we have topped salad with cheddar and blue cheese, bacon, avocado, egg, and chicken. So if you ordered a 3-egg bacon and cheese omelet with a breast of chicken on the side, you still wouldn't even be all the way to the Cobb salad yet.
Oh, my God, you're right.
But
oh
it was great.
God.
And there were these women that would be ordering and be like, oh, I'm just going to have a salad today.
I'm just going to get the Cobb salad.
It's just like, you ate more than everybody else at the table. A hamburger would have been less on there.
Especially with the blue cheese crumbles.
Magic 99.5, today's best mix. It's 8:14 with Doug and Duran. We've got a great sweet deal on the way a little bit later in the hour. And we still have two Fandango gift cards to give away.
Yeah.
In just a little bit.
Oh, no!
I don't want to go into all the backstory of there, but Steph was horrified a little while ago. And if you look on her Facebook page, you'll know why. There's this creepy Momo character that's
but
been popping up.
It's a total hoax.
Yeah, it's a
hoax
about this
real
Momo challenge. But there's this
nothing
weird
has happened.
There's a creepy character that apparently is popping up to scare kids. It's a la Slender Man.
Kind of, yeah.
And the character looks like, almost like somebody out of The Nightmare Before Christmas. Like one
that's
of those
yes,
kind of characters, but made even creepier.
Yeah, and that's a perfect way
so
to describe it.
We were talking about this off air and looking at pictures of it, and Steph is putting up a brand new
profile
picture of herself, and I sort of see it out of the corner of my eye, and it's like a close-up of Steph's face, and I went, oh my goodness, is that Momo? And then and then you started freaking out.
Because I looked at it and I do look like Momo! Oh, no! I don't want to be Momo!
I made Steph put up a side-by-side on her.
Yeah, so
you should have heard the horrified Steph is in here and I'm going,
Oh my God,
I look like her!
Look at that! I look like Momo!
Yeah, you would look like... Actually, your two pictures side-by-side, it looks like a one of those faces of meth
before
comparisons
and after.
Where you, after 2 years on meth, Steph, you would then look like Momo. Yes.
Thank you so much.
You decide for yourself up on our Facebook page.
Which is worse? Faces of meth or Momo?
It's 8:15. Now, coming up in just a couple of minutes. Once again, life imitates the movies. Kids are arrested for hacking their school's computer and changing their grades.
Morgan.
That's on the way. I'm not a parent. But if I was...
You'd be a great parent.
I know for an absolute 100% fact that one of the things I would enjoy most about being a dad would be embarrassing my own children.
Really,
I know this beyond any doubt.
Listen, I'm telling you, as a parent, there is no greater joy than seeing your kid get that look on it. Stop talking!
You got a dad in, I think it's Illinois. He drops his teenage daughter and her two friends off for school the other day.
Uh-oh.
And decides to take the old embarrassing parent thing to a slightly higher level. Okay, so now he's just dropping off the kids and they're just getting out of the car.
Right.
And then they've got to walk from the car across a little grassy area about 50 yards to the school
sure,
as other kids are arriving.
Sweet girl. Have a good day at school.
Oh, there's a puddle.
Bye, Kate. Bye, Kate.
Now they're walking away.
I love you, Kate.
Yeah.
Thanks,
have Kate, a great day at school, Kate. Bye, Cordelia. Bye, Emma. I love you, Kate.
Now they're running.
Oh, yes.
I'm Kate Downey's father.
Oh, there
hi,
you go.
Hi, Principal Dennis. Hi, Principal Dennis. I'm Kate Downey's father, and I love her. I'm going to miss her all day. I love you, Kate.
That's such a dad thing to do. Did I tell you?
That's awesome.
Have I ever told you that once my dad, we were at Coronado Mall when I was like 16, and I wouldn't hold his hand, so he faked a seizure? I'm not kidding. True story.
He taught you, huh?
Yes, he did.
It would have been better. He should have got out of the car.
Oh, yeah.
You forgot my hug or kiss, whatever.
Whichever's worse, really. That's a nice. That's good parenting right there.
Hey, come on. Parents, you need to take a few tips from this guy and up your game.
Yeah.
All right. Maybe tomorrow will be a good day for that.